Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, overseeing the elections in Arizona, has won the Arizona governor's race. Her opponent was Republican Kari Lake. Republicans are poised to take leadership role in the House of Representatives and need only one more seat to take the majority. 13 House seats remain. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp will testify Tuesday in the Fulton County probe in regards to the 2020 presidential election. Kemp is the highest-profile Georgia official to be subpoenaed to testify before the district attorney's special grand jury. As inflation continues to plague the American economy, Amazon is preparing layoffs that could total about 10,000 workers as the company continues broad cost-cutting. Amazon's layoffs, which could begin as soon as this week, are targeted for corporate employees and could affect Amazon's devices business, which includes Alexa products, as well as human resources and retail. Funny man Jay Leno has suffered a serious injury after a car fire Monday. The former Tonight Show host and comedian was working on his car in Los Angeles, California, when he says flames shot out of the vehicle's exhaust system and unexpectedly burned the left side of his face. Leno said in a statement, "I got some serious burns from gasoline fire. I'm okay, just need a week or two to get back on my feet." End quote. Iran's Revolutionary Court has sentenced an anti-government protester to death and handed down jail terms to five others. The ruling is the first death sentence in the trials of those arrested for participating in protests that have swept Iran over the past couple of weeks, demanding an end to cleric rule. Iran has already issued indictments for hundreds of detained protesters, saying it will hold public trials for them. USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
There were some overnight developments in the Virginia football players' homicides. Tony Maruso from our Gulf Coast Bureau reports.
A University of Virginia student and former member of the school's football team fatally shot three current players as they returned from a field trip, authorities said, setting off panic and a 12-hour lockdown of the campus until the suspect was captured Monday. I think all of us were really just unsettled and trying to keep, you know, our cool and level heads during the situation, student Shannon Lake said. Officials got word during a morning news briefing that the suspect, 22-year-old Christopher Darnell Jones Jr., had been arrested.
NASA says its Artemis 1 moon rocket launch for tomorrow is still on. Artemis 1, which will send an uncrewed Orion capsule to lunar orbit using a Space Launch System rocket, is scheduled to lift off from Florida's Kennedy Space Center Wednesday, about a two-hour window that opens up at 1 a.m. Eastern. The goal of the Artemis campaign is to build a working base on the south pole of the moon by 2030. Country music icon Garth Brooks has announced he will headline a new Las Vegas, Nevada residency next year. being called Garth Brooks Plus One, will take place at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're 16...
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Happy Veterans Day to you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Nicole Hunt is back with us. Last time we were talking about voting our values. Nicole is an issues analyst with Focus on the Family. Nicole, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
We're talking about how America did in voting its values this midterm election. What's your analysis?
You know, I mean, on the abortion policy front, it was a disappointing turnout. And I think that there are some lessons for the pro-life movement to learn when it comes to considering ballot initiatives that deal with the issue of abortion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was amazing that somehow, of course, in the polling leading up, abortion did not seem to be the issue. It was more focused on inflation, tabletop issues that they talk about. But suddenly, exit polls, and I'm not sure what to make of it, Nicole, if I could really trust the exit polls, because they seem to be providing more of a narrative that said that what brought people out, what energized Democrats was issue of Roe v. Wade being turned back to the states. But the way it was presented to the people by the Democrats, it was a canceling, a negation of Roe v. Wade. But what it was basically was sending it back to the states. And what these abortionists are frightful about is that the American people, you know, are not going to be paying the bill, the freight for their abortions anymore.
Yeah, I think it's interesting to see how this played out. So there were five states that were voting on abortion policy through a ballot measure, and three of those states were considering abortion-friendly ballot initiatives. So Michigan, Vermont, and California, voters were being asked whether or not they wanted to enshrine abortion rights into their state constitution. Now, considering Vermont and California, it's not really that surprising that voters there would move to support that. In Michigan, though, what's interesting is the most amount of money was put into Michigan. Those on the pro-abortion side spent over $46 million at last, like reporting count, to try to get their side, the voters to vote for their side. And then those in the pro-life movement comparatively only raised about $18 million. So it was a much smaller amount. And what happened, what we see is that, especially in Michigan, there was a lot of turnover. It did draw those who were pro-abortion out to vote. And then what ended up happening was kind of up and down the ballot, a lot of candidates who were pro-abortion ended up winning. What I think is particularly interesting and worth noting and considering moving forward as the pro-life movement considers strategy moving on is what happened in Kentucky and Montana. So Kentucky
exactly.
and Montana, both considered to be pretty pro-life, were considering pro-life measures. And in both of those states, voters turned out and they voted against these pro-life measures, even though there are pro-life protections already in place. In Montana in particular, voters were asked whether or not an infant born alive during an abortion should receive medical care. And the majority came back saying no. So it's pretty shocking as we look at the numbers to see just how much the pro-abortion movement spent trying to win on these issues, and it worked. And it's something that the pro-life movement needs to take seriously the next time we consider a ballot initiative. Are we willing and able to fully fund it? Because if we're not, it hurts the pro-life movement.
Exactly. And the other thing to test here, Nicole, is the message. I keep reminding people, in the absence of message, money rules, or you need more money. And the pro-life message, I believe, is strong, but it needs to be reconsidered in a way to match up with the intensity and the emotional level that the abortionists are promoting. And it's no longer, I think, you know, we take things for granted within the, you know, the pro-life movement, that this is about life, it's godly, all those things that we traditionally talk about. But what's not being brought out, I believe, are the testimonies of 49 years of people who've experienced abortion and said, this is my life, this is what happened. You know, that, you know, I was on the verge of committing suicide, or I know people who committed suicide because they aborted their children, you know, to really address, you know, the regret that's taken place, you know, in these 49 years, you know, those emotional issues that the left has captured in the opposite side. I think we can surpass their level of emotion with real stories, not something that's just a narrative or emotionalized.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
I think it's absolutely, I think it's common sense what you're saying. Whoever has more money in an election can control the messaging and the narrative. And those who control the messaging, they get to win votes for elections.
Yes.
And the truth is as you say, the pro-life movement has a lot of work to do in getting their messaging out there. And what we saw, for instance, in Montana was because, for instance, at the last reporting cycle, the pro-abortion side had raised about $1 million to defeat the Infant Born Alive Act, or Infant Born Alive language. And the pro-life side had raised no money. And what they were running were ads showing moms who had just delivered babies who were terminal being ripped out of the doctors, ripping them out of the mom's hands and trying to give them life-saving medication when they knew that this baby, for instance, wasn't going to make it. And the mother just wanted to be able to cuddle it until it breathed its last breath.
Right.
Now, that is not at all the intent of the language, but that was the story that was being shared with Montanans by pro-abortion funding.
Right. Well, this is the thing. I mean, from day one, when you look back in the history of abortion and how they have, they've controlled the narrative, as you say. And look at, for 49 years, they were able to get away with murder, so to speak. And that's not enough. They want to get away with murder. They want to get away with the sale of baby parts, like you're going to, to a junkyard to pick parts. I mean, there's human babies that are being sold like that. I mean, that's just disgusting. Now, when people understand that's what's going on, you see the look on their face and the heartbreak. But, you know, this is what needs to be clearly delineated, that with the left, that's, there's no holds barred. As you said, a baby is delivered. I mean, in Virginia, we argued this a couple of years ago, that, it was like, well, the governor of Virginia at the time said, well, we'll just give them some comfort care. You know, we'll just leave them there on that cold slab and offer comfort care until they expire. Well, you know, it was shocking to many people, but you knew that that was the door opener to future conversations and now laws. And, whether it's Montana or Kentucky, you know, it's that age old axiom that experience defines preference. And maybe they're going to have to go through this experience, and how much of that experience, just like they did for 49 years with Roe v. Wade, do they have to deal with, where they realize that, oh my God, what have we done? If at all they get to that moment, you can only hope that they would get to that moment of truth before it's too late, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Nicole, we got to go to a quick break. Nicole Hunt is with us. She's an attorney, life issues analyst with Focus on the Family. And we'll talk more about, some of the surprises, because it was interesting. You know, in some cases, pro-life was demonstrated. Votes went that way. Quite interesting.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
It's a me too.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Veterans Day all over America, time to honor those that gave so much. You know, you think about only 1% of our country serves in the military. And, those that served in the military, I mean, 1% supporting and fighting for the liberty of 99. I mean, think about those numbers and those ratio. It should cause you, you know, to really, to thank a vet today, you know, for their service. Because the one thing about vets is our oath of office. It never expires. And Nicole, did you see the numbers? I think we're going to have something like 80 vets are making up this next Congress. I think this is amazing. I mean, it's like, you know, their duty, you know, to the country, it just never ends. And it's like we're sending in the militia to save this country. I think it's exciting because you have experienced officers and military personnel coming in who understand mission. They understand, obviously, in a very personal way, the defense of America and its values and what it's all about. So, this could be a turning point in and of itself that we have, this level of quality of legislators, you know, coming into Congress.
I sure hope so. I know that 75% of Americans think that America's on the wrong course, going the wrong direction. And so we need men and women who in Congress, particularly in the House, who are going to be able and willing to stand up and to support the things that we value, parental rights, the sanctity of human life, religious freedom. These are things that are fundamental to what it means to be an American, and we need fighters in the House.
And fundamental to all this, Nicole, we cannot overemphasize enough the importance of our religious freedom. I mean, that is the basis. That is what glues us together. It's what makes this American dream, this idea, even possible. It is God's blessing upon this nation. And I will continue to resist this modernistic idea that considers an America without God. Because, you know, as you say, when you got 75%, 80% in some polling that is discontent with the status quo, and we get the results that we get for this midterm election, it's like, wait a minute, what are we missing? Yes, there's some exceptions. I think New York, you know, the lights went on in New York, and you almost got a new governor there. But yet, boy, you had a lot of houses flipping in New York. You know, Florida, as we talked about, what an exception that to me reflected this idea of, okay, you know, we're not happy and we want a change in management. And they actually had the intestinal fortitude to go out and cast a vote that did that. You know, where management was being effective, they rewarded it. Where it wasn't, they said, nope, you're out of here, you're fired, we're going to bring somebody else in. And so, you know, there are glimpses of that across the country, but not to the level that would be reflective of an 80%, you know, an 80% polling of people of discontent, does it?
I agree. And I think there's a message here, too. So not everything on Tuesday night was negative for the pro-life movement. Right. There were pro-life candidates who were on the ballot, incumbent governors, many of them, who went on the offense on abortion. They were not ashamed to be pro-life. They actively put laws into place in their states that supported the sanctity of human life. They were bold. And we saw that in Ohio, Georgia, New Hampshire, Florida, Texas. Governors who were incumbents, who were bold on abortion, they were reelected. And the voters liked to see bold leadership. And so I think that's a lesson for all of the leaders coming in. Bold leadership is the way to move forward. We can do that in a collegial way, but we need to be bold and we need to lead with authority. And I think that if people do that, there's going to be a lot of groundswell of support from those, not only in the pro-life movement, but, you know, those who support the sanctity of human life, religious freedom, parental rights. There's a lot of opportunity for leaders to step up and lead.
Well, and to your point here, what needs to be pointed out clearly and people reminded of is those states, those leaders that honor God and how God has honored them. You know, sometimes, you know, people of faith are afraid to talk about that. But there's clear evidence to this point, you know, as the Bible tells us. I mean, you can choose life or choose death. But it's quick to say that life is the best choice. And we need to, you know, do an analysis of these states and these leaders that have chosen life and what's happening. You know, why is Florida so much more successful? Why are these other states so much more successful? And in one of the consistent themes that I'm seeing, and I'd be curious if you're seeing the same thing, Nicole, as an analyst for Focus, is that, you know, is this representative? Is there a causal? Can we track a causal relationship for those states that are that exercise religious freedom and honor God? Are they more successful on all these levels? Whether it has to do with COVID, whether it has to do with abortion, whether it's going to have to do with you know, some of these economical pressures that we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm. No, I think you make a great point, and we really should spend a significant amount of time looking into, you know, now that this election has passed, let's look back and see just how successful have these states been, and how has the Lord rewarded the leaders of these states?
See, and I believe God has done it. You know, it's kind of like, you know, the one song, you know, about the loss of hope. You maybe just haven't seen it yet. You know, we're just so filled with this narrative, and you talk about misinformation and everything and how the narrative is being controlled, that we're not really, you know, seeing the hand of God in these various areas here. And we need to open up our eyes in such a way that those, you know, those leaders, those states that are honoring God, God is honoring them. And I believe it's there. And we just need to be able to present the empirical data. If nothing else, to say, even if you ask the question, you know, just say, is God blessing the state or not? Look at what's happening to them financially. Look at what's happening in terms of a misery index. You know, I mean, we're all dealing with a little bit of misery here in River City. But you know, it is, and I believe, and God is consistent this way, that his hand of blessings are on those who are honoring, you know, God's values, that are glorifying God. And I believe that that's evident. And we need to be able to discern that and present this with empirical data and make no apology for it. And let people decide, saying, okay, you know, it's like people are making a choice, a real clear choice. We got so many people moving into Florida anymore. I mean, my goodness, it's unbelievable. But they are, because the state is free. And I just hope that they don't, as they come into the state, that they embrace, re-embrace and re-energize with the liberty that is here, that is prevalent here, and that they're, you know, that they bring with them a blessing. They receive a blessing and they become a blessing, you know, to the people here in Florida, because we have gotten, I mean, the growth here has been dramatic because, you know, life here in Florida is really good.
I do think that your governor has attracted like-minded people to the state, which I think even maybe supports your case even further, right?
Yes.
People of faith who have values that are informed by their biblical worldview, and that the Lord is bringing blessing onto that state in
exactly.
Really wonderful ways.
Mm. Well, Nicole, you know, South Florida is always known for, you know, spring break and all the kids come down and everything and, you know, party here on the beaches of South Florida. And I have suggested the last couple of years what they ought to do is forget the beach. Is they need to go to Cayo Ocho. Cayo Ocho in South Florida is where a lot of the Cubans and you know, people that have lost their countries, reside in. And the rich history and knowledge that they have and experience of communism and socialism and Marxism is unbelievable. I mean, what these kids could get on spring break in terms of an education there, I said, we just have a big block party there in Cayo Ocho, have all the restaurants there, you know, we'll just have a big banquet there and talk story. And just hear from the local people what it's like, what happened to their Cuba, what happened to, you know, their home countries when these radical governments, took over, these governments that are trying and these kind of ideas that are trying to permeate our American culture. You know, they know by experience and they've got great stories to tell. I think that could be an interesting, an interesting road trip for our young people. Nicole Hunt, thank you for being with us. Take care. God bless.
Way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, overseeing the elections in Arizona, has won the Arizona governor's race. Her opponent was Republican Carrie Lake, a former local TV news anchor that kept the race extremely tight throughout her campaign. Republicans are poised to take the leadership role in the House of Representatives and need only one more seat to take the majority. 13 House seats remain. As inflation continues to plague the American economy, Amazon is preparing layoffs that could total about 10,000 workers as the company continues broad cost cutting. Amazon's layoffs, which could begin as soon as this week, are targeted for corporate employees and could affect Amazon's devices business, which includes Alexa products. Monday Night Football, the Washington Commanders shocked the former undefeated Philadelphia Eagles 32-21. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With you 28 minutes before at the top of the hour. Happy Veterans Day. Bill Martinez here with you. Dr. John Zemera going to be joining us in a moment, the author and senior editor at Stream.org. I don't blame you. As we were talking with Nicole Hunt just a moment ago, and when you got 80% of the country discontented with our current regime, leaders in our government, and you would think there would have been more dramatic changes. So what is going on? I mean, are we just getting used to it, or we just figure, well, there's nothing we can do about it, and we're almost, I guess acquiescing to some sort of Stockholm syndrome here, where we're just hanging on and hoping that somehow we're going to survive, and maybe not even thinking that it's going to get better. It's just hoping that it won't get any worse. Dr. Zemera is with us now. Hey, John, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill.
Hey, you wrote to this issue that America's Patty Hearst and the midterms were decided by Stockholm syndrome. It would seem that would be the case.
Yeah, that's my way of making peace with my fellow Americans who did not provide us with a red wave, which I hope for and which we need and which our enemies deserve, I was hoping for a catharsis like when the Romanians overthrew Ceausescu and put him against the wall and shot him. That's the kind of catharsis I think America needs after being locked in our homes over lies with COVID and a vaccine based on abortion forced into our veins at the threat of losing our jobs and starving or being kicked out of the military, after states of emergency imposed on us by governors like Whitmer and Cuomo and Newsom, who are mass murdering the elderly in nursing homes, using COVID patients as basically bioweapons.
Exactly.
In order to inflate the death rate in their states so that they could have states of emergency that let them ban seize guns and close down people's businesses and churches and basically control them. Mm-hmm. But most importantly, have mail-in balloting that would be easy to steal the 2020 election, which I think was the key to the states of emergency and much of the COVID panic. They weaponized the accidental release of a Chinese bioweapon. The left and the globalists weaponized it in order to destroy Trump's economy, to show him as a hollow, helpless leader, and to gain control of massive wealth from as small businesses shut down, big companies like box stores like Target and delivery services like Amazon, they made out like bandits. And
exactly.
It was also kind of a global test run for tyranny.
Yeah, with that.
Compliant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, you're exactly right, John. This really said a lot about the United States, the international community, how they responded. I mean, even this idea that I am not convinced that was accidental. Certainly, the follow-up actions by the CCP was very determined. I mean, if you want to give them the benefit of the doubt and say, hey, oops, made a mistake, accident, they did nothing whatsoever to mitigate any damage.
Oh, no, they tried to spread it. They tried to spread it intentionally. They said as long as they were going to suffer, everybody else was going to suffer too.
Exactly.
That's why they shut down flights inside China from Wuhan and to Wuhan. But they let people from Wuhan fly around the world. What is that but using human beings as a bioweapon? I call that China's Pearl Harbor attack on America and on the world.
Mm. Yeah. And then on top of that, I mean, you got to love the Chinese because they know all this stuff is going on. And they come to America and say, hey, we need PPE equipment. So they start buying up all the PPE equipment. And the dupes that we are, we sell it to them. And we empty out our cupboards so that when we need it, they got it. And they say, oh, hey, we've got some PPE equipment. We'll sell it back to you for three times the price, right? We're idiots.
You've got to respect the Chinese capitalist spirit.
We're total idiots. I just can't believe this. But you know, it's just at every turn, everything was COVID. It was like, and the thing is, these are our leaders. The leaders of America today that are doing this to us, and we say, okay, let's go ahead and let's reelect them one more time.
And the unfortunate thing for Trump is that he fell for it. Peter Navarro tried to talk him out of shutting down the country, and he listened to Jared instead. And unfortunately, Trump could have saved us from Anthony Fauci and Deborah Birx and all this garbage. He didn't. He didn't have the independence and the judgment to do it. And that's what made Ron DeSantis a serious rival to Trump, is that he did see through it.
Yes.
He did protect his citizens against all that.
Yeah.
And I think after the midterms, we're going to see a very serious showdown between Trump and DeSantis. And, debates will be very interesting between these men if they're both candidates.
Yes. Yeah, if they get to that. You know, John, you bring up a good point. Again, I want to reinforce this. Just think about it. What was it that DeSantis saw that Trump didn't? Or was that Trump was so influenced? I mean, because we know, and you've been there, so you know the influence, the paradigm of the Beltway. I mean, it is insidious. It's like that's where good ideas, healthy ideas go to die. I mean, they're murdered there in the Beltway. They're not advanced necessarily. Go ahead.
It's worse than that. I talked to someone who was very high up in the Trump administration, and I said, what happened? Why did they hire all his enemies? Why did they hire all these rhinos who stabbed him in the back?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Mike Pence. Chris Christie was originally supposed to be a sort of chief of staff and pick a lot of people who would be sympathetic to Trump. But he ended up just picking his New Jersey cronies, many of them with crooked backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
So they fired Christie, and there was no plan B. And Mike Pence steps up, and the problem is Mike Pence is a total rhino. Mike Pence does not have a spine. He is 100% a creature of the corporate elites and the socially liberal, fiscally conservative, the Chamber of Commerce types.
Mm, right.
He'd already caved on religious liberty in the face of the LGBT lobby in Indiana back in 2015. So we had his medal. We knew that Mike Pence was a man of straw. And unfortunately, Trump didn't know that. It was Mike Pence who picked people like McMaster's and Nikki Haley and all these rhinos who, leaked on Trump and tried to have him removed from the 25th Amendment and testified against him. That whole parade of backstabbers, Mike Pence was the gateway to that. So that's important to know that.
Yeah, John, it really causes you to take pause to, think about what happens in 2024, who is the candidate who goes on to become the president. And, you talk about the deep state and the permanent bureaucracy that exists there. How can a president, a modern day president, have a fair shot to win if he's anything other than a Democrat?
Right. I agree. Trump needed to blow up and dismantle the deep state. And that's a historic lost opportunity. And it was lost early on. It was lost when Mike Flynn got thrown off the bus, which was also Mike Pence's advice.
Man, I'll tell you, how that cost America, even in spite of all that, look at what Donald Trump was able to do in making us energy independent. Peace was breaking out in the Middle East. Putin was quiet. Kim Jong-un held his missiles back. The CCP, we were actually getting money from the communists because we were leveling out the playing field. And the idea of fair trade, something that I spoke with, Mike Huckabee when he was running for president many years ago. I said, Mike, you talk about free trade. Well, what about fair trade? You that seems to be missing, from the conversation. Got to go to quick break. We got more from John after this.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
pick something already.
Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
We're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. John Zemarek, the author and senior editor at Stream.org, continues with us. John, they're still counting votes. It looks like Republicans should get the House. We're on a razor's edge when it comes to the Senate. And, you know, all hands on deck, all energy needs to be focused on the Herschel Walker race. And what that means is not only money, but also psychology. We need to make sure that what is said, what is shared during that period of time is everything that that buttresses and supports a Herschel Walker win, do we not?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's something to be praying about and fighting for.
Right.
We lost the Senate by very narrow and dubious margins in Georgia last time. But two
exactly.
Very dubious senatorial races. I put nothing past the Democrats to try to hold on to at least one branch of government.
There's no question. And they're going to fight with such a vengeance, and you got to know that. And, you know, this is why this kind of sidebar conversation that I think could put this in jeopardy has to do with Donald Trump. I mean, the constant refrain, I mean, the media is just baiting him to make an announcement that he's going to run for president. He said he wasn't going to make that announcement until after the midterms. And Kellyanne Conway was correct in saying, look, at the midterms, they're still counting ballots. Now is not the time. In her opinion, she said she would not want President Trump to make any announcement, if it was up to her, to make any announcement in the middle, and we're still in the middle. It's not over yet.
It's not about you, Trump. Right now, it's about Herschel Walker. It's about Georgia. Right now, it's about Kerry Lake in Arizona.
Exactly.
You know, there's still and Lauren Boebert. I mean, all the great MAGA candidates who are on the knife edge, you know, and some of the best people like Blake Masters, who
right.
were abandoned by the Republican establishment, thrown to the wolves by Mitch McConnell. We have a fight on our hands to take control of the Senate. We have a fight on our hands to try to keep Kevin McCarthy from becoming Speaker. Because that's just having Paul Ryan back again.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going back in time. Six years. It's, you know, nothing accomplished. It's like we're stuck in the Bill Murray movie Groundhog Day.
Okay, yeah.
Endless futile repetition of the same nightmarish event.
John, what I'm hearing you say, and you and I are in agreement on this, is that the Republicans have to have a sense of urgency over these next 2 years when they take over Congress, at least at the minimum, and to demonstrate.
Be granted. This may be the last free election we ever have with the way the Democrats are speaking. with Joe Biden saying that even if Trump wins, he's not going to be allowed to take office. He just said that 2 days ago. With him holding broadcasts talking about any political opposition to himself being a threat to democracy. Our enemies want a dictatorship, to be blunt. The Democrats right. want a dictatorship like the one in Venezuela. We still can force them to hold some fair and free election. It's like Poland in 1978. They want to shut that down, too. We have to take advantage of every opening we can. So we need 2 years of forensic hearings on people like Anthony Fauci and Deborah Birx and Andrew Cuomo and Gavin Newsom and Gretchen Whitmer. They need to be hauled up in front of Congress and interrogated for the crime they committed against the American people during the COVID panic. They need to be exposed. Look at all the hay the Democrats have made over a couple of yahoos in the midst of a bunch of perfectly legitimate protesters on January 6th. And it was a nothing burger, half of it instigated by the FBI. Let's have those kind of hearings for 2 long years about the actual mass murders committed during COVID, the fascist control of the media, the destruction of doctors like my cardiologist, Peter McCullough, a destruction of their career for saving lives and defying the World Health Organization.
Right. And it continues, John, with COVID. I mean, they're not letting go of that. They have such a grip, like a dog on a bone, a grip on anything that will scare people because it worked earlier. As you say, it's all part and parcel of this Stockholm syndrome that America needs to shake itself. They need to understand, you know, they wonder, they go, what happened? Well, you need to know what happened and you need to get it off of you so that you can think clearly once again, right?
Right. Read Robert Kennedy's book, The Real Anthony Fauci.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, and the documentary is out now, John. That documentary is powerful, and that book is a best-selling book, and people are lauding its praises for reasons, you know, that are quite clear, because it brings sobriety back into play here. It gets us out of this, you know, Stockholm syndrome complex that we're dealing with.
Yeah, and when you see really good people like Jay Bhattacharya of Stanford, who helped create the Brownstone Institute and the Great Barrington Declaration. These were serious epidemiologists, some of the most eminent people in their fields, being censored and taken down and then threatened with death in many cases, and harassed and persecuted by people who don't have their same expertise, who don't know anything, who haven't studied any of this. Anthony Fauci is not an epidemiologist. So you have these morons and simpletons who are simply part of a government bureaucracy silencing the actual science, punishing the actual scientists, preventing you and me from getting the medicines that we want that our doctor has prescribed.
Exactly.
I'm going to get ivermectin from a feed store. It had a bottle of a picture of a pig on the bottle. But I would rather take that than a vaccine cooked up in 6 months using pieces of dead babies that is an mRNA spike protein machine. They don't know what it does because they didn't test it. I'm the guinea pig. I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm not doing that. You can stick your poison vaccine up your... There was a great football chant.
Exactly. Well, but the seriousness of it all, John, is exactly as you say, is we're starting to realize. I mean, we're realizing that we were turned into lab rats, and all the effects, not all, but, you know, an increasing number of bad effects are now they're happening in such a way they can't cover them up anymore.
Yeah, and I've heard of so many athletes dropping dead suddenly around the world. What the hell?
Yeah. No, and all the miscarriages that are happening now.
Oh,
I mean, this is like the 50s deja vu one more time with thalidomide.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and here it was, all of a sudden you had miscarriages and the doctors going, wait, what's going on here? And then deformity started, becoming more pronounced. And it took them 10 years, John, to finally say, hey, we got to stop this.
Yeah, it's very sad with the case with Ben Shapiro's sister. He hosted his sister talking, going on, encouraging people to get the vaccine, and she was pregnant. But she believed what they were telling her, that it was safe and healthy to get the vaccine while you were pregnant, and she had a miscarriage.
Yeah.
So sad. You know, and how many more people are there like that who listens to the experts, listens to the public health authorities, didn't know that they were being lied to and manipulated and gaslighted and controlled as part of a massive social experiment in tyranny? How much tyranny can they enforce on the people of the world by threatening them with what's essentially a glorified cold? And the answer was chilling.
Exactly.
An enormous amount of tyranny.
And
people who don't believe, people who don't believe in an afterlife, or like weak Christians, they're cowards. Because this life is everything to them.
Right. Well, and the thing is, John,
they'll go hide in a cave.
Yeah. And you look at all the money that Fauci and Big Pharma, you know, got, you know, from the people during this period of time, during this this 2.5 years of this fear campaign.
Yeah.
This is ungodly what they have done.
It needs to be clawed back. It needs to be seized back. I would like to see Pfizer bankrupted and its executives in prison. Same for Moderna. The same for all these drug companies that responded so irresponsibly and so unethically and didn't save a single life.
Exactly.
Remember when people were saying, if you don't take the vaccine, you're a threat to public health.
Exactly.
You don't deserve to be treated in a hospital. Then we find out the vaccine did not prevent transmission. The only possible rationale for forcing this vaccine into our veins at the price of our consciences, for sticking it in arms against our will, or threatening us with being fired or kicked out of the military, the only conceivable justification was that it prevented transmission. And now we know Pfizer knew it didn't. The government knew it didn't. They were lying the entire time. There should be people hanging from lampposts over this. And if the Republicans don't do something about it, they were worthless.
Well, John, and you're right. I mean, you've got the President of the United States. You had all these celebrities du jour coming up and speaking about this. There were a few athletes that said, hell no, I'm not doing that. And look at how maligned they got, right? Like Aaron Rodgers and others. Well, thank God for courage. Thank God that courage. But this is the problem with courage. It's becoming a minimal commodity. We're losing that sense of courage in this country. You know, the home of the brave, home of the free. It's all in compromise right now, and all the effect of this Stockholm syndrome that you write about at Stream.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you?